going to tell you guys what my kinky and probably not kinky, because we like that little bit of variety up in the show, resolutions are. Even though I don't really call them resolutions because, I mean, yeah, resolutions usually get broken by, like, the fourth day, so, you know. And I know it's going to be a little bit late because my Circle podcast is coming out first, and by the time you hear it, well, by the time you hear this episode, the Circle one will be out because I'm not releasing two episodes in one day. That's ridiculous. So, also, I don't really know anyone who's done that. And that just seems really unprecedented and strange. Okay, so, my first New Year's resolution goal thingamajig, I don't know what to call it because resolution just doesn't sound good, is to drink more water. Yes, I did that on purpose. And thanks to Circle. Hi, Circle. Not promoted by them, by the way. I can drink all the water that I want. Okay, maybe not that I want, because I probably would drown if I tried. But I wonder how I still have not, because I've drank a lot of water, y'all. It's kind of insane. But also, yeah, I want to drink more water because it wasn't even, like, something I had thought about until I got the Circle, and then I was like, yeah, I probably need to drink more water because, I mean, the amount of water that I was drinking was not bad. It was perfect for somebody probably my size, but also, dehydration probably sucks. I don't know that I've ever been, like, so dehydrated that it ends me up in the hospital or anything crazy like that. But I feel like also, since I've drank more water, I feel better and happier. And, well, maybe not happier, but I feel less tired. And usually, except for, like, the past week, I've been like, ugh. But I feel less tired and I feel less wanting to drink soda. I have not really drank soda that much. Like, we have a 12-pack of Faygo Coca-Cola, which I love Faygo, by the way. Faygo is a really, really good soda. I don't know why they're so good, but they are. Their cream soda is good. And I always tease that I'm drinking butterbeer, which is probably the closest I'm ever going to get to butterbeer. Let's be real. Yeah, we have a 12-pack of Faygo Coca-Cola, and I have not touched it except for maybe like twice in a month, and it's insane because I used to drink soda with dinner or lunch whenever I was eating something that wasn't like sweet for like breakfast or whatever. I would drink soda because soda and saltiness goes good together. But since Circle has spun into my life. See, I'm not the only one who... See, Circle, you're not the only one who can make puns around here. I don't drink soda. I don't know why, but sometimes my body really craved Diet Coke. All summer long, that is all I wanted was Diet Coke. Don't know why, still have no idea, because Diet Coke is really bad for you. But my body was like, I cannot get enough of this shit. It is delicious. I want more, 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 more. And so I kept putting it in my body and relinquishing all control of my own self, which is really weird. Please don't make me say that again, because that's just a weird concept. Anyway, so I got some Diet Pepsi and some Diet Coke because, again, my body's like, give me, I want more. And one day, surprisingly, I was like, I'm gonna get some soda with my dinner. And I can't remember now what it was we even had for dinner that night, but it was something that I thought was soda worthy. So I went and got a soda. Took like 2 sips of the soda. Put it down. Got my Circle water bottle. Filled it up with water and ice, because water does not taste good without ice. And then I drank it, and I was happy, as can be. And so, all that is to say that I don't care about soda. I do care about my coffee, though, and nothing is going to stop me from drinking the coffee. Even the coffee-flavored water cartridge thingamajig is not going to stop me from drinking coffee, because hot coffee is my jam in the morning when I wake up. And please, for the love of God, I don't know what happens. I don't want to find out. Please don't make me do that experiment, because I feel like I would probably blow the house up. But please do not put your sips in hot microwaves or what the fuck is that word? Boiling water or like whatever other things make things hot. Please don't do that, okay? Just don't. I'm afraid of what the consequences could possibly be, because when you put things in hot water that don't go in hot water, bad things tend to happen, like explosions. So let's just not do that. Although my friend said that he was gonna try it and see what happens, and he has not let me know. So, I mean, nothing might happen, but I just don't do it, okay, guys? I mean, unless you have, now I'm curious, unless you have a sip that you really don't like for me, that would, I don't know what that would be yet, because I do actually like the fruit punch. But if you have a sip that you really just cannot stand because it tastes like whatever, you can try it, I guess, but just know that it probably won't turn out good, so just know that. But anyway, back to the coffee thing. I love my hot coffee in the morning. Hot coffee is the manna from the universe or something. It's great. And nothing's going to stop me from drinking the hot coffee. Even the iced coffee brew sip things from Circle. Because I also really love iced coffee. Iced coffee is the best thing ever as well. But in the morning, I like my hot coffee. But other than that, I drink pretty much water all day. I do not understand how this sorcery works, although I did take my sip apart and look at it. I still think it's fucking magic. You can tell me a million times it's not, but I'm not gonna listen. So, yeah. Drink more water. That is a thing that is happening right now as we speak. Okay, see? Watch. Or listen, I guess. And see? Another thing about drinking water is you can talk for longer and your voice is not gonna, you know, go out on you, which is great. I don't know what is happening over there, but somebody is hammering on something. Let's see. That is really distracting, dude. Can you stop doing that? Thanks. Or a girl. I don't know. I think it's probably a dude. Anyway, so see, I freaking get distracted by everything. Let's see. What's next? I want to, here's a kinky one. I want to up the amount of impact that I can take. That's what I want to do. Because, I mean, first of all, I can't hit myself that hard. So for me to say I can take a fair bit is not accurate. Because like I said, can't really hit myself that hard. So, yeah, I need to figure out something there. That would be a really good idea. Because, like, I've been hit harder by, like, my 11-year-old nephew. And, I mean, that's pathetic. But there it is. So I want to, like, work on that. I don't know how that's going to happen, but it's going to happen. I also would love to get to, like, 5,000 plays by the end of the year. That's my goal. I'm close. I'm at 2,000 something, which is cool. I want to get to 5,000. I don't know what I'm going to do when that happens, because I said I was going to do something when I got, well, I didn't say it on the podcast, but I was having talks with people about doing something when I got to 2,000, but it didn't happen, so, yeah. I want to continue the path to embracing my little side, because it's been too long, let's face it, and I finally feel like I have that opportunity. So, you know what they say about opportunity and all that mess. If the opportunity comes knocking at your front door, answer it. So, there's that. I want one more resolution. Let's see. I don't even like to call them that because, oh yes, here's my last kinky goal of 2022. And even if it doesn't happen this year, which if it doesn't, I'm just going to lose my shit. But the other one other than number one, if they don't happen, then it's cool. But if this one doesn't happen, I'm going to be upset. The last, which should have been first, I know, but we're not doing these in order of importance, okay? Just keep that in mind. The last thing on my list is that I want to meet my sir. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I have this feeling that it's going to happen. It's going to happen whether he likes it or not, I'm just saying. I will fucking hold him hostage if I have to. No, I'm kidding. That would not work out well for me, I don't think. He's stronger than I am, I would imagine. And, I mean, most people are. And, yeah, I don't think that would work out very well. But it'll be fun to watch. So, yeah, that's the thing I want to do. It's going to fucking happen. Come hell or high water, I am bound and back. I am bound and determined to make it happen, whether good or bad or indifferent. I mean, honestly, I've come to the realization since 2016, me meeting that individual was a fucking nightmare and a half. I've come to the realization that if, first of all, if it's meant to be, it will be. And second, don't four square pegs into round holes. So if I don't really want to expect talk about the worst case scenario, but if one of us is not attracted to the other one like we think that we, what, let me try that again, because that was just a mess. If one of us is not attracted to the other like we think we will be, then I'm gonna, like, tell him, and I would hope that he would do the same thing to me, because he's older and much more developmentally matured than the person I met in 2016, who really enjoyed having a show, I suppose. I don't know, but, yeah. And also, even if we're not attracted to each other, he's still gonna be a really great friend, because he's a great person. But I'm hoping for the best, because that's another thing I'm striving to do. So, we meet each other, the best case scenario, because let's go for the best case, not the worst case, because we're not talking about the worst case here, we're talking about the best. The best case scenario, We meet each other. We hug. Life's great. It's not gonna... I don't think it's gonna be like that because, let's face it, I'm fucking weird and shy and awkward, and I'm probably gonna, like, want to run for the hills because that's just how I operate. But not, like, in a bad way. Not that, like, he's gonna be a terrible person. It's more, like, out of fear that, like, I'm gonna say something stupid or do something stupid or both. So that's going to be at least very comedic for somebody. I can just see that now happening. But that's what I want to do. Those are all the things that I want to do next year. I'm hoping and praying with all my might that I can do all the things that I want. I mean, yes, I know it takes more than praying to the universe, which is what I believe in. I don't believe in a specific God. Yeah. I can hear the religious zealots screaming at me. But I pray to the universe. If I cannot, like, I know I'm really getting off topic here, but I want to say what's on my mind. So if I cannot figure out a solution to a problem, like meeting my sir, for instance, I will pray to the universe for help. Not how a lot of Christians tend to do it, where they're like, it's in his hands. No. You have to want to do a thing or whatever as much. Because if the universe is going to do a thing, then it's going to do the thing because you want it. In other words, manifestation is real. It just takes some time. So I'm hoping that with my persistent praying and my persistent brainstorming that is giving me a headache, something can come of it. I'm really hoping because it's going to be great when it does. That's my hope. That's my real, honest to goodness hope. So, those are my kinky goals, and that's what I want to do. And I'll probably keep y'all updated as to how they're all going, if I can remember them all, because I got sidetracked so many times. But, yeah, that's what I want to do, and I'm hoping for the best. So, now because I'm curious, what are yours? What do you want to do in 2022? Because I like to know other people's stuff. You can send a voice message at anchor.fm/subheart, or you can tweet me at lunathekitten92 or Instagram something or other. Or, wait, I didn't say my Instagram name, did I? Instagram name is the same as the Twitter name, which I didn't realize until later. You can also join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, and it should hopefully come up. So that's all I got for this time. I hope everybody has a fantastic week, and I hope 2022 is off to a really great start for everybody. It is for me so far, so good. I mean, I know we're only in January. Things could go either way, but so far, so good. And I'm hoping for the best because we're not hoping for the worst. No, we're not. We're not even expecting the worst. We're just hoping. Hope. So, yeah, you can do all those things or not do those things. It's okay. Either way, you just like to hear the sound of my voice for some weird reason, which I still will never understand. Blah. Hate my voice. So, yeah, that's all I got this time. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And as always, stay kinky, be safe, be a positive member of your BDSM/kink/whatever community that you want to call it. And let's keep filling the world with hearts. Bye, everyone.